Welcome to the League of Champs, an arena where we invite everyday athletes, coaches, and entrepreneurs to discuss the methodologies they use to affect change and achieve purpose. League of Champs sits at the intersection of mindfulness and sport with one intention: victory. Join us. What is up, Wednesdays? We back in the building. Welcome back to the league. It is it's been a couple weeks. It's been a while. I took a little sabbatical. I took a little getaway. It was my birthday this past weekend, August 23rd. I needed to fill my cup again, if you would. I needed to sort of be silent and reflect. And I was just thinking a lot on the last year. And it's been a wild one, obviously, with everything going on and just even personally, too. But launching League of Champs has been such a pleasure, such a work of love, if you would. And it's been a lot of fun bringing this into fruition. And so, yeah, I just wanted to take some time and reflect. We'll be back with a full episode next Monday with an amazing individual, Ron Griswell, who is an adventurous outdoorsman and just doing a lot of amazing work in the great outdoors for people of color, and trying to get more people of color in the great outdoors, which is just, you know, overall just super dope. So really excited to share that episode next Monday. But yeah, we're back. What's up, Wednesdays? We're in here. So new year, new perspective, new vibes. It feels really good. I was really thinking a lot just on some key lessons that I learned over the last year, and really boiled out to four things that I'm going to talk about briefly today. And, you know, the first being, you really have to decide for yourself, like, what kind of human being you want to be. It's tough times. Another young black man was killed by police, or not killed, excuse me, shot seven times by police on Sunday, August 23rd in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The pandemic is still, just rampant, and kids can't go back to school, and life can't really return to normal. We're in the midst of a election season. It seems like all the senses are heightened right now, right? And there's a lot of things that can pull at the emotional triggers, physical stressors. And just have to really realize what your values are and who you are, and then make a choice in terms of who you want to be in context to everything going on. And I do believe in the greater good. I do believe in the good of the human heart. And I do believe we have an opportunity to constantly showcase that and have empathy for those that are suffering. I think if there's one thing that I get most frustrated with, it's discounting, the narratives or the stories or the truth, the facts that, black people in this country, brown people in this country still suffer. No matter the progression or the evolution, no matter the concept of privilege or where, certain aspects of people of color might be in better financial situations, the wealth gap is continuously becoming wider, and it just, we have to make a choice on what type of person, what type of human being we want to be right now. And one thing that really stuck with me from George Mumford's A Mindful Athlete was he said, you can't solve problems with the same consciousness that created them. It's only in changing your consciousness that you can solve problems and transform your game. And I think as everyday athletes, you know, that's a very powerful sentiment in terms of how we approach day to day, or how we're approaching workouts, or how we're approaching our goals, you know, shifting our mindset to believe in what's possible, and, you know, go out there and work hard every day to obtain, to be a part of the journey, to have the small wins, to, you know, do these little things that make us feel alive, that bring us alive, that show us our power, right? But I think that statement, that, you know, you can't use the same consciousness, I feel like that's happening in the country right now, in the world right now, where the consciousness collectively is changing, that we're understanding there is a large part of people that are suffering, and that's undeniable. And no matter the resistance to that, you know, things are changing, and they have not changed fully yet. But as we continue to drive awareness, it's critical. And that's what's needed in order to transform the game, right, is to have this changing of consciousness. So I think that's a powerful statement on many different levels. And as an everyday athlete, and just as an individual, and reflecting on life over the last year, I totally agree. As training and being more mindful of sleep, meditating on a daily basis, you know, journaling, doing all of these things has shifted my outlook on life and what's possible for myself, and obviously by no means perfect, but you know, it's just these little things, these little habits that have changed my perspective and how they even begin to help on the things that I continue to work on. So that was the first thing, is decide what kind of person you want to be, what kind of human being you want to be, and you know, decide those values and live through those values on a daily basis. The second thing was, there is this courageous presence that you have within you, that I have within me, that can sit with all that is difficult. I mean, this year, again, in itself, in many different ways, like, right, when we were initially forced to sort of quarantine and be at home and social distance and sit in place, or, you know, I found myself having to sit with myself in ways that I never knew were possible. You know, all the Dharma teachers sort of joke, like, now, you know, we've all kind of had a form of meditation retreat forcibly sort of at home. And I think what I realized was that we do have this amazing presence within to sit with these very difficult things. You know, the Dalai Lama said, trust the power of heart and awareness to awaken through all circumstances. And there is a deep sense of trust that you can develop, that no matter how ever changing the elements outside of yourself are, that there is some aspect of internal refuge that you can operate from. This is not to say that, like, you know, if the world is ending or all hell breaks loose, that you're just like zen and, you know, hear the birds chirping and see the butterflies. But to say that, you know, the external world as well as the internal world are ever changing, right? And so to be able to create refuge within and be able to, you know, find that courageous presence that can sit with that discomfort, that can sit with the different emotions, that can sit with the frustrations, or even sit with, you know, as you're finishing your track workout, that feeling of pushing to the edge, or, you know, that ability that you have to be present sometimes in that last set of, you know, a hard workout, or the last mile of your long run. You know, we find that courage as athletes in many different ways, and it translates so much to how we can shift our mindset in our day-to-day life. And the third thing that I learned was, there's no way to escape yourself, no matter how hard you try. You know, pain is the pathway. And not to get too deep into the suffering, as the Buddha would say, you know, life has suffering in it. Life is not suffering. Life is actually massively joyful and massively amazing and magical, but suffering is a component of it, and how we sit with that suffering is key. Our relationship to that and is key. You know, I think in my own life and as I've seen in others, obviously, you know, aversion to that pain or that discomfort is very easy. We live in a society that promotes that promotes escape, that promotes getting away. And it's important for us to be able to sit with, to come into the body, to meditate, to be present with that which we find extremely difficult, because it is critical in us understanding not only what's happening internally in the body, and the body is like massively intuitive, and the way it holds energy and the way it, you know, is really trying to communicate with you in a lot of ways about what's going on. So it's powerful to not only go within and sit with yourself, but also realize that, you know, some of those traumas as a child, or some of those difficulties that you work through, or the way you hold stress, right? That you can't escape any of this stuff, that going to it, listening to it, you know, is a critical aspect of living just a life that perhaps has a bit less suffering, that has a changed perspective, that says, yes, you do have the courageous presence and this amazing power to be with difficult emotions and difficult times. So that was number three. And then number four, I think, was the most important for me over the last year, and just realizing in my growth and evolution as an individual, as a man, you know, as a son, as a brother, as a friend, that I had to really define my own definition of success and stability, because if I didn't, I would always be chasing someone else's idea of what I thought success should be. And I say that in the context of, you know, being a son or a brother or a friend, because I think once you do realize, you know, who you are uniquely and how you want to define success in your own life and what that means to you, and as you become value aligned, you know, it becomes a very powerful process in going the direction you think you should go in your life. And there, I believe, develops a certain a reverence towards, you know, what other people might think, or you know, just the outside noise. And it, you know, watching like the Kobe Bryants or the Michael Jordans or the LeBrons or, you know, the Agassiz or the Serena Williams, I mean, you know, abound, these profound athletes and professionals, you can tell they had this, just, they realized who they were, they realized the power that they had, and they dedicated their life to going in a direction. And I think we all have that unique ability and that unique talent in us. It's about discovering what that is and then figuring out how to use it. You know, life brings suffering no matter who we are, but there is a path for all of us that leads out of the suffering and onto that joyful journey of self-discovery, no matter how painful our personal history might be. Another quote from George Mumford in the Mindful Athlete. So, you know, that's all I really have today. You know, thank you for letting me take a week off and sort of regroup and recollect and have some time to sit down and reflect. But man, just like some rest recovery, you're taking a break from, you know, a training block, like we're back to it. And I'm just hungry as ever and really excited about some things coming up with Leak, some apparel that we're developing, the larger sort of vision and ideas around what League of Champs is. I'm excited to share some of that. I'll key in on one thing, this athlete activism project that I'm working on. You know, really movement for the greater good, and what that means and how we can all use movement to make the world a better place. I really do believe that sport unites, you know, the world, and that, you know, I've been lucky to have gone to an Olympics and see how, you know, everybody comes together and how the whole world stops to watch sport, and you know, how these stages become you know, the outlet for human rights and for making the world a better place. So we want to use this platform, this community, to do that, to make the world a better place, because it is possible, and to share in the suffering and help people who need help, you know. And so that's what we're here to do. I'm excited to share all of that. But yeah, be sure to tune in next week. I'll leave a couple notes in the show notes here so that you can check out George Mumford's book. I'm also going to leave a note for the Felt Sense Prayer, because I think the Felt Sense Prayer has a lot to do with what I'm talking about in terms of being present with discomfort, and how that discomfort or suffering or pain can guide us in very positive ways. So, you know, everything I'm saying is actually very positive. It, you know, dealing with difficulty. There's positivity that comes out of that, right? If you think about training and how hard it is sometimes, you know, as you get those incremental wins throughout a training block or throughout a year, you start to see your body transform, you start to see your mindset transform, you start to see, you know, I truly believe your whole sort of being, you know, can really take a turn. So it's the same exact sort of, you know, within, without, that, like, you can do that same sort of practice through meditation, through mindfulness, through breath work, and that combined, these all have a great propensity to reshape how you view the world, and hopefully just help you live a more fulfilled life, and to realize your true potential, and you know, hopefully realize some dreams. Our time here is so short. As we've realized this year, things can change in instant, right? And for me, and I think for you and anyone else who's listening, it's about looking at your life and saying, what do I really want out of this? And you know, really, what am I trying to accomplish? And that could be a mix of things. It doesn't have to be, you know, a world championship necessarily. It could be very, very normal and very small. And I think that is the capacity to live in such a way that you can make a choice to what you want, both big and small. So thank you for tuning in. Welcome back to League of Champs. Excited to share some stuff to come. Be back Monday with another episode. And I hope everyone is doing well and staying safe out there. Talk soon. Peace.